months since last I went there. And then when I went back that side, it was very early in the morning. I couldn't find the tent that I usually would use because the road has been dug up and they're doing some work there. So imagine if you are not very familiar with that area and you find that the road is being constructed and sometimes not proper signs are put up to just prevent people. So you find that you go into this beach and you didn't even know that there's a beach there. I'm telling you.
For going in beaches.
Very high possibility of that happening.
Okay. Well, we hope this doesn't happen to anyone. But it's 8 hours. What will be happening is us getting into the main news at 8. And right after that, we'll be getting into the third and final hour of the Phoenix Breakfast. The time is 8 hours.
This time check was brought to you by Sandy Sang.
Phoenix FM. Check.
There we go.
106.7. One day. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger base to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, we need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good morning. The news at 8, their headlines. Shaft 28 to resume operations in 2029 despite completed dewatering. Zambia Road Safety Trust raises concern over results night driving aside. In global news, Trump says he will extend Iran ceasefire until negotiations complete. To present the news at 8, my name is Christine Bishop. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Hapenga Kabosa says operations of Shaft 28 are only expected to resume in 2029 despite the completion of the dewatering process. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Kabosa explained that the mine has been closed for a long time and was completely flooded, necessitating extensive dewatering work. Dr. Kabosa says although the dewatering phase has been completed, significant rehabilitation and safety work still need to be undertaken before the mine can be ready for use. He adds that the ongoing works are expected to take at least 4 years, stressing that there will be no production at the mine before 2029. Dr. Kabosa, however, notes that once fully operational, the mine is projected to create about 3,000 jobs, with annual production estimated at around 12,788 tons.
When the new Wanza mine is finally fully operational, there is an expectation of 3,000 employees that will be employed at that time. In terms of production, in 2026 there will be no production all the way to 2029. In 2028 and 2027 there will also be no production. But production is expected to start in 2029 at about 12,788 tons. The mine has been closed for a very long time. The whole place was full of water. Following the completion of the watering, there is still some significant work that requires to be in order to rehabilitate the mine and make it safe and ready for utilization.
Mine expert Charles Milila has called for strengthened environment management systems ahead of the opening of cobalt metals Mwamba mine in Chingoli this Friday, Zambia pushes to ramp up copper production. Mr. Milila has told Phoenix News that both government and the mining company must prioritize environmental safeguards alongside production targets, stating that sustainable mining practices will be key to achieving long-term economic benefits without compromising public health and the environment. He has emphasized the need for constant monitoring and routine maintenance of tailings dams to ensure their structural integrity employing the cable to do so, putting out an easier and fluid contamination surrounding land and water bodies. This family also is reinforcing these facilities through top engineering measures is essential to avoid spillage and the discharge of harmful sediments into nearby streams and rivers, which could negatively affect communities and ecosystems.
When we're doing kind of contract awarding, we concentrate much as a priority in terms of awarding contracts to these foreign investors. Then the secondary to look at the environmental issues, that should also be side by side, not to let pollution as the secondary element. I think we have enough expertise that can foresee how operations can be balanced.
The Zambia Road Safety Trust ZRST has raised concern over government's decision to revoke the statutory instrument SI that banned night driving for public service vehicles, warning that the move may have been rushed. ZRST Copperbelt coordinator Christopher Mwaka says while the intention to support a 24-hour economy is understood, critical safety considerations appear not to have been fully addressed. Mr. Munson notes that the decision does not adequately take into account the current condition of many public service vehicles, some of which have poor maintenance records. He also points to infrastructure gaps, explaining that many roads across the country are not designed for safe night driving due to inadequate markings and poor visibility. Mr. Munson has since urged government to first addressing safety concerns, including strengthening enforcement and improving road infrastructure, before fully implementing the revocation of the night driving ban.
They need to prioritize the safety of everyone, especially for the rules of the economy. We need to ensure that we prioritize the safety, as without prioritizing safety, we are going to experience a lot of road crashes, which will result in more fatalities, which will result in more damage to our roads, and at the end of the day, it's going to impact negatively on the same economy we want to have, because the government is going to spend money for these people to access the money, because the government is going to spend money through the GMMU to ensure that we support the victims of those crashes. The government is spending money to stop repairing the road. So I think this is something which they should have taken time.
Government has revoked a statutory instrument SI that prohibited night driving in a decisive move aimed at facilitating the implementation of a 24-hour economy as approved by Cabinet. The Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue, the TID, has urged political parties to ensure that adopted parliamentary candidates remain focused on their constitutional responsibilities rather than pursuing personal agendas. The TID Executive Director, Doreen Jovo, says there is growing concern that some aspiring and serving members of parliament are misrepresenting their role, creating confusion among voters. Speaking in an interview to Phoenix News, Ms. Jovo notes that many citizens continue to hold unrealistic expectations, often believing that MPs have the authority to directly deliver infrastructure such as schools, hospitals, and roads. Ms. Njovu says the situation is being worsened by politicians who exploit limited public understanding by making promises that go outside their mandate. She has warned that such commitments mislead voters and create false hope, particularly during campaign periods when candidates are seeking political advantage.
Members of parliament have held themselves out as in they can do anything, and they've made promises in that regard. And the unsuspecting, or for lack of a better term, the ignorant electorate or citizens take them for their word. And when they are not able to deliver, they blame them, of course. You would not blame the electorate for blaming them. So it's also just a caution that even as they are going out, right now it's a campaign period, let people be sincere in so far as the promises they are making. Don't promise something that you know that you are not able to do.
In global news, Donald Trump says he will extend the ceasefire with Iran until talks between the two countries have progressed. The U.S. president says the blockade of Iranian ports will also continue until Tehran presents a unified proposal. The status of the U.S.-Iran talks have been unclear, with the current ceasefire privately due to expire this week.